Hello world. Sick, sick, sick world. My name is Hepburn. You remember me from Suddenly Last Summer. I've been waiting for Sebastian to finish his poem. You know, when Sebastian comes back from the beach, from watching the birds eat the turtles, he deliberately tries to kill me. He said, Mother, get in your elevator, and pushes a button marked basement. And you know we don't have basements in New Orleans. He's so ingenious. But you know, ladies and gentlemen, I didn't come here to talk about myself. I came here to discuss a great actress who unfortunately is no longer around. I remember her, Miss Ethel Barrymore. I think I remember her most the first time I met her. It was at a large party. There she was sitting in a corner, poring over an old photograph album.
I can see everyone, but most important, I can look back at this book and see over the years. Here's an autographed picture from Janie Cowell. Oh, she was lovely and smiling through. And another one from Helen Hayes. What a lovely, lovely star, and what a great actress. And here's Frank Morgan. Oh, he was such a tall storyteller, but he was so great. I remember him in a picture when he said, Well,
it reminds me of the time when my great-grandfather, Totem Pole Morgan, was a colonel with Custer at his last stand. 10,000 Indians to the right of him, 10,000 Indians in front of him, and 10,000 Indians in the rear ahead. What did he do? Why, he whipped out his portable phonograph, put on an Xavier Cugat recording, started the Indians dancing in a conga line, and killed them all with one bullet. Yes.
Oh, yes, he had great talent. And here's George Arliss and Lorette Taylor. And oh, here's my brother Lionel. I remember him.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, you can't send this boy to the electric chair. Why? Is there one of you who could actually say, I saw this man kill someone? Could you? Could you? No, you can't execute a man in your heart on circumstantial evidence. So I'm going to ask you to go into the jury room and come back with a verdict of not guilty. And if you don't, this boy's blood will be on your hands and your children's hands for many, many years to come. Your Honor, the defense rests.